Well, the legislature lurched to adjournment just after midnight, but left dozens of key issues unsettled. A tax conformity bill that'll affect nearly every Maine business and taxpayer is unresolved. So are proposals to increase treatment funding for the opioid epidemic, startup costs for the Medicaid expansion law that voters approved last year, and millions of dollars in bonds that could be used to improve Maine's roads and bridges. Legislative leaders were quick to trade blame. Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon chided Republican leader Ken Fredette and Governor Paul LePage for trying to sabotage consensus on key items.
What they're trying to do is not compromise, not come together to put together a package, but push things to the last possible second, push people to the brink, or go over the brink as a negotiating strategy. And that's not a negotiating strategy. That's terrorism.
Fredette pushed back, saying his caucus was fighting for the interests of its rural constituency.
When she wants to refer to half of the body in the Maine House of Representatives that represents half this state in the legislature, she's referring to those people as terrorists. Shame on the speaker.
With us now to explain what is next is Maine Public Radio political correspondent Steve Missler. Steve, what's happened over the last day has been chaotic, and the rhetoric from lawmakers is so bellicose that listeners may have a hard time understanding what's actually going on. Okay, so is the legislature adjourned, and are these big issues now that we've been talking about for the past several months, are they just dead now?
Yeah, it's confusing for all of us. We try to keep track of what they're doing up here, but to answer your question, Nora, yes, the legislature is technically adjourned. However, that doesn't mean that we've seen the last of them. For one thing, lawmakers sent a bunch of bills to Governor LePage, some of which he'll likely veto, and that means lawmakers will have to come back at some point to either sustain his vetoes or override them. And what that really means is that those bills that we've been talking about that are in limbo right now, that were tabled yesterday, could be taken up at that time when legislature takes up vetoes. Or the governor could just call a special session to deal with those matters, too. So while technically yesterday was adjournment, they'll be back for vetoes and possibly other matters later on.
Okay. So the things that were left on the table, they're not small things. These are things like Medicaid expansion and figuring out how to align the state tax code with the federal code that's going to have some big changes in the coming year, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's the big disagreements over those very issues are the reason why we're in this position right now. There was a big difference between particularly House Republicans and House Democrats who are now blaming each other for not resolving these issues earlier. I don't think a lot of people outside of the State House really care about all the maneuvering that the two sides have done here, but it boils down to both sides just digging in on some key issues as they negotiated a tax and spending package that would have included things like Medicaid expansion or tax conformity. Democrats really wanted that spending plan to include administrative money to set up Medicaid expansion that voters approved last year. And Republicans, particularly those aligned with Governor Paul LePage, want the tax conformity package to include some tax cuts for businesses and high earners. And they also apparently want to slow down the minimum wage increase that voters approved nearly 2 years ago. The latter is a non-starter for Democrats, and apparently Medicaid expansion money is a no-go for House Republicans and certainly Governor LePage. Now, those positions led to a display of brinksmanship on Wednesday, the day that the legislature was set to adjourn. Now, the wrinkle here is that Senate Republicans and the Democrats are willing to continue negotiating, and they were up until yesterday, too. But to do that yesterday, they needed two-thirds of the legislature to vote to extend the session. And House Republicans refused to do that, and that prompted the Democrats to increase the pressure and start tabling all these bills that the governor and the GOP definitely want passed. And so all that ended in the early morning hours this morning, but the acrimony and bitterness still lingers.
Yes, acrimony and bitterness. Hostility seems to be, let's say, a hallmark of this legislature, definitely more so than even the recent past. Why is that, and how is it going to affect this legislature's ability to make a deal to resolve all this stuff?
Yeah, so some of this is definitely driven by partisan politics, just ideological differences between Republicans and Democrats. But some of it is also just personalities and the tactics that are being deployed to get by respective parties to get what they want. Now, remember, this is the same legislature that experienced the state's first government shutdown in over 25 years back in July. And that experience really sowed the seeds of mistrust that are in full bloom right now. The same dynamics that led to that shutdown are in play. So you have a Democratic-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate that are willing to work with one another and compromise. But House Republicans have taken a harder line, and they have aligned themselves with Governor LePage. And by doing that, they're inserting themselves into negotiations they could otherwise be excluded from. And that's directly because of the governor's veto power. It takes two-thirds of the House and the Senate to override the governor. And that means House Republican votes really matter on big-ticket issues such as tax conformity and Medicaid expansion. A stalemate over those issues are the reason we're in this position now. And that's also why you're seeing Democrats really putting the pressure on House Minority Leader Ken Fredette, who you heard at the top of the segment here. To the final part of your question, Nora, I really have no idea if they can resolve these differences. You know, given the tenor of the press conferences today, it seems unlikely, but you really never know.
Okay, onward and upward. You can find further clarification on these issues in Steve's web story at mainpublic.org. Steve Missler, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nora.